سورة النازعات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا والسابقات سبقا والمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة. By those angels who pull out with great violence, by those angels who gently take out, and by those that swim along, and by those that press forward as in a race, and by those angels who arrange to do the commands of their Lord. On the day, the earth and the mountains will shake violently. The second blowing of the trumpet follows it. Some hearts that day will tremble with fear and anxiety. Their eyes will be downcast. They say, shall we indeed be returned to our former state of life, even after we are crumbled bones? They say, it would in that case be a return with loss. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. It will be only a single shout. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ. When behold, they find themselves on the surface of the earth alive. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Has they come to you the story of Musa? See, when you read these verses, your heart starts trembling with fear and you visualize that day of judgment. So Allah reassures us that right now there still is time to turn to Him. There still is time to obey Him. There still is time to send ahead something for that day. Have there come to you the story of Musa, when his Lord called him in the sacred valley of Tuwa? Go to Fir'aun. Indeed, he has transgressed all bounds. And ask him, would you purify yourself, that I may guide you to your Lord, so you should fear him? Then Musa showed him the great sign, but Fir'aun denied and disobeyed. Then he turned his back, striving against Allah. And then he gathered his people and cried aloud, saying, I am your Lord, Most High. So Allah seized him with punishment for his first and last transgression. Inna fi dhalika la'ibratan liman yakhsha. Indeed, and this is an instructive admonition for whoever fears Allah. Throughout the Quran, Allah gives us confrontations. Confrontations between those who obey Allah and those who are disobeying Allah. And right now, the choice is ours. Do we wish to be like Musa alayhi salam? Do we wish to be a da'i, one who calls people to Allah? Or God forbid, are we more interested in being like Fir'aun, one who scornfully turns away? Are you more difficult to create, or is the heaven that He constructed? What keeps people from obeying Allah, that they really cannot believe in the day of judgment? Allah says, what's difficult about it for me? He has raised its height and has perfected it. Its night He covers with darkness, and its forenoon He brings out with light. And after that He spread the earth and brought forth therefrom its water and its pasture, and the mountains He has fixed firmly to be a provision and a benefit for you and your cattle. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى. But when there comes the greatest catastrophe. Allah reminds us, this dunya that we worship, that we strive for, that we dream about, that we die for, it will not last forever. Even this dunya will finish. But when there comes the greatest catastrophe, the day when man shall remember what he strove for. We tell one line, we forget about it the next minute. Allah says, that day your memory will return to you. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى. And hellfire shall be made apparent in full view for everyone who sees. People say, oh, don't talk to me about hell. It's so frightening. On that day, everyone will see it. Then as for him who transgressed all bounds, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and preferred the life of this world. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then his abode will be hellfire. In Islam, dunya is not condemned. Allah doesn't tell us that renounce the dunya and go sit in a cave worshipping Allah. But the word here is, and preferred the life of this world. If it was a choice between haram risk and halal risk, he chose haram risk. If it was a choice between pleasing Allah and pleasing his friends, he chose pleasing his friends. Then for such a person who compromised on his deen for this dunya's sake, for such a person who perjured his soul in the hereafter for this dunya, then his abode will be hellfire. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. But as for him who feared standing before his Lord, not even who feared Allah, who feared the day when he will stand before Allah and be asked, how did you spend your wealth? How did you spend your time? How did you spend your youth? How did you spend your life? For such a person, paradise will be his abode. They ask you about the hour. When will be its appointed time? You have no knowledge to say anything about it. To your Lord belongs the term thereof. You are only a warner for those who fear it. The day they see it, it will be as if they had not waited in this world. They had not stayed in this world except an afternoon or a morning.